Shalom and welcome to our 22nd annual Feast of Unleavened Bread. This is part 33 of Preparing for Rulership.
When we search the word, we know our place. And we know the devil's place. So although we're moving toward the information relative to the Passover, we try to give you as much background information as possible so we can appreciate the whole scenario. How many have been taught that Saturday is the Sabbath day? Well, that's a lie. Said that is a lie. Yahweh didn't say Saturday is the Sabbath day. Yahweh didn't say nothing about no Saturday. You search the Bible and find that for me, please. Where Yahweh said Saturday is my Sabbath day. I don't believe you'll find it in there. How many have ever seen it in the Bible? Please tell me where it is so I can find it. You may have seen something I have not seen. No problem. I submit to that. I believe in the book. Just show me that in the book. You see, I have to teach you precept upon precept. Where do you find that? Isaiah what? Isaiah 28:10. If I taught you all there is to know at one time, you wouldn't be here. None of us would be here. The shock is too great to our system. I told you in the beginning, if I taught you all that Yahweh had taught me, you'd grab your head and run down the street screaming, insane, totally out of your mind. They would lock you away and there'd never be any hope for you. Shock treatment or nothing would ever happen. And you see, Yahweh knows that, so he gave us Isaiah 28 and what? 10. So we would understand. Let's start at verse 9. Excuse me. Let's go with verse 9 first. Read.
Whom shall he teach knowledge?
Whom shall he make to understand? We thought Saturday was the Sabbath. You came here tonight thinking that. Who shall I make to understand doctrine? Then the answer is given. Now we read the answer. Who?
Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast.
A baby cannot be fed steak at birth and you expect that sucker to live. Might pour some steak in there, but it's going to kill it. As sure as he was born, his stomach was made for milk. And Yahweh proved it by making him toothless. So when he sucked, it hurt from sucking, but at least he won't bite you, you know, bite it off. But he's not ready to chew food till they get teeth. Some mothers want to feed the baby before he gets teeth. Well, can I feed my baby now? Does he have all his teeth? Let the baby nurse. That's why Yahweh gave you two titties. When one gets tired, give him the other one. See, now I wonder why Yahweh put a scripture like, put words in here like this. Why would he put in here wean from the milk? Why would he do this? We're into a heavy subject talking about doctrine and understanding and teaching and knowledge. And all of a sudden I run into some milk. Where in the world is this idiot? Because Yahweh knew the state of our mind. He knew the state our minds would be in being under the Gentile devil. Knowing that we would be blind in part until that time for rulership would be up, that we would have a baby mentality. We would have children like mine. We can all understand a baby being weaned from his mother And you don't wean the baby from the milk until the baby is ready for another food. So knowing that we would have a certain childlike mind when it comes to the deep spiritual understanding of Yahweh. So we'd have to be fed not a meat diet, but a mentally, spiritually, childlike, baby-like, milk-like diet. Meantime, if we're talking about milk drawn from the breast, you're the one to be taught this knowledge. Now read on, verse 10.
For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Notice it's precept upon precept, precept again upon another precept, and not just one line upon a line, but then another line upon a line. We have to be given this knowledge a little bit by little bit, and here and there. Just can't give it to y'all anymore. I'd like to empty my head out to you right now what y'all been giving me, but it's just impossible to do. You can't hold it. Yahweh blows my mind with me holding it. He's so terrible until he reveals to me step by step. He says that surely the Lord Yahweh doeth nothing except he reveals. So when he gets ready to do different things, he waits till he wants to reveal. He reveals whatever he wants to reveal when he gets ready. That's why he's God. See, I don't have any problem with that. My problem is sometimes I ask him about certain things and it seems like it takes so long to tell me. That shakes me up, but I never give up trusting. I trust right on. You don't even have to tell me, Yahweh. It's all right. I mean, you're a God. You know, I understand that. I sure would like to know, though. And whenever he gets ready, then he lets me know. Until then, I serve him just like I did know. Because, see, me knowing it doesn't have anything to do with me serving him. If he never tell me it's all right, I'm going to serve him right on. But it sure makes me grin big when he does tell me. I sure love it. Don't you feel good when you learn something new? Well, you learn it tonight. Saturday is not the Sabbath. We've been keeping Saturday. Not the Sabbath. So he said, he gave the sun, moon, and stars an order. Then he told me that the sun determined the day from the night. Huh? Therefore, the sun determines time. And if I have a calendar that is not in tune with the sun and the season, then I'll be out of time. And if you've ever had a car that's out of time, it won't run right. So if we are in the wrong time, we won't serve Yahweh right. And the game of the white man, whether he be Jew or Gentile, is to make sure, if he can, that we don't follow Yahweh's law. And Yahweh did not say keep Saturday. He just didn't say it. Now let's go to Genesis right from the beginning. Genesis what? 2:2-3. Let's see what days Yahweh said keep. 2:2-3. Genesis chapter 2, verse 2-3. Now let's see what he said. Read.
And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day.
Blessed Saturday.
The seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made.
All right. So I know that when Israel keeps the true Sabbath.
Yes, sir.
Yahweh said, that's a sign between me and you.
Yes, sir.
And he said, there's nothing like praising him with an understanding. It's one thing to praise Yahweh. Some people come and praise Yahweh and they stay a while and then they go a while. They stay a while and they go out in the street a while. Then they come back a while and they go back out. They say, well, I think I got more time. They go back out a while. Some are going to get caught out there. But every time they come back, they see greater numbers here. Greater progress around the country. This year, greater things will take place. Our numbers will increase dramatically this year. Because we're keeping the true Sabbath. We're keeping the seventh day this year. Now the Roman calendar, they have what they call leap year in it. And February doesn't have the same year. The devil's months don't have the same day. They have 28 in February. Sometimes they have 29. Huh? That means when there's a leap year, their calendar gains a day. So instead of February being on Sunday next year, when it leaps up to Monday or Tuesday, right? He just add a number. He just told you leap year. How many never understood leap year? Tell the truth. Hallelujah. Of course you didn't. But you go along with it. Why? Figure white folk know, didn't you? No, didn't we figure white folk ought to know? I mean, hey, man, they rule it. They say leap year is leap year. Woman can ask a man to marry him in leap year. Woman can wear the pants in leap year, right? Every 4 years, she get a shot. How many remember? That's the myth I heard. That's the custom I heard. How many heard that custom? The woman can choose the man in leap year. How many realize there's been more than one calendar used? Who gave you authority to change calendars? Do you realize as calendars have changed, the time changed? And as the time changed, how do we keep the seventh day then? Huh? Law. When the cracker had leap year, he rearranged his whole calendar right in your face. And we never saw it. Daniel what?
7:25.
Daniel 7:25. Right? Read about this devil.
And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High.
Wore us out. We were trying to keep up with the correct time, and we tried to keep it right. And this devil wore us out. Put us to sleep. See, when you get wore out, you go to sleep. We've been asleep over 428 years. We don't know what's going on. You wake up. People do anything they want to do in your house when you sleep. You ever walked around anybody sleep in your life? Huh? Couldn't you take their pocketbook, go in their pocket, read their letters, read their stuff? Huh? Do they know? They're asleep. So the cracker rearranged time on us after he wore us out and put us to sleep. Wore the saints out and what else?
And think to change times and laws.
He changed the times and the laws after he did what? Wore us out. When you wear out, you do what? Go to sleep. So when he changed the time and he changed the what?
The laws.
The laws of Yahweh. Got us worshiping a day. Saturday. Instead of the seventh day. Told us in our faith he was going to do this. But in our dead state, how are we going to figure this out? Even when you thought you were awake, you read this. And you didn't figure it out, did you?
No,
sharp as you were.
Well, I'm awake now. I know all I need to know. Yahweh is God. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. My language, history, culture is Hebrew. My last name is Israel. And my land is Israel. Now, I'm going on back out in the street. When y'all get ready to go, let me know. I know who I am. Hey, baby. You know, where we go from here, you know what I mean? What's next? Precept upon precept is next. Line upon line is next. A little here and a little there is next. So he changed the times and the laws after he wore us out. It was all about wearing out who? The saints. Who are the saints? Only saints.
Please turn to side 2.
Because it told you who the saints were. The saints belong to who? Yahweh. Said the Most High. The Most High is who?
Yahweh.
So they wore out, the devil wore out the saints of the Most High. Put them to sleep. And then changed the law. And by changing the law, this allowed us to be given into his hand. Notice, after he wore us out, then he changed the times and the law. Now read what happened.
And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
See, that translates into 3.5 years or 3.5 or over 350 years. Then they pulled another trick. After 310 years of slavery, Abraham Lincoln said he freed us. They put us to sleep in this country. And after 3.5, after 310 years, they didn't get to 350. Said we were free. But all the time, Yahweh said we'd be here for time and a half. Over 350 years before we wake up and get this number. Say, but although he did this number on us, and we'd be given over into his hands, read verse 26. But what's going to happen anyway?
But the judgment shall sit.
Judgment is when you are given the knowledge that is different from the deceiver's knowledge, which allows you to make a judgment as to who you want to follow. Yahweh with the truth? Or do you want to continue with Satan the deceiver? Revelation 12 and 9. So that makes this what kind of day? Judgment day. You ever heard about that great judgment day? I can tell you one thing, that the Romans have a, what they call a 28-year calendar chart system. And that 28-year cycle, at the end of every 28 years of this devil's calendar that you have, he comes right on time with Yahweh's time. He gets back on track with solar time. See, you don't know when the 28 year is. Now what happens during the next 28 years? He's on for 1 year. Or maybe 4 years. Then he goes into what? Leap year. And he goes into leap year to throw you right off. So he serves 1 year, the right time, and you don't know when that is. And it's called the 28-year cycle that we've never been taught about. Now, there's something magical about 28, too. Wonder why the devil used the 28-year cycle. 4-7. What does the number 4 represent? The foundation. So he comes back to the foundation. Yahweh is the foundation. He comes back to the foundation every 28 years.
So what's that? But since we blind in part, we don't know any of that. And what he does is in his 28 years, by going every 4 years, a leap year, that gives him what? 7-4 again. So then he gains, at the end of 28 years, he gains a whole week in advance of the correct time. So at the end of 28 years, he drops that week, which is 7 days. He gains a perfect 7 days in 28 years. He gains. That's 7 again. Now he knows what he's doing. That's why he comes back to the foundation. See, if he didn't come back to the foundation, even he would lose track of time. Then he wouldn't be able to rule. We could come on and say, your time is up, sucker. He said, oh, well, I guess it is. I know I'm not the ruler. Yeah, take it. He tricked us out of time, have us off time, so that Yahweh won't be with us. Because we're breaking Yahweh's law. The only way Yahweh will be with us to overcome the beast is to keep his law. He said, keep my law, and I will. I will if you keep my law. And his most dynamic law is the Sabbath. He said, that's the sign. Then I will put the fear and the dread of you upon all the nations of the earth. They just might know we're keeping the correct day today. They just might know this is the correct Passover and see us do it. They just might know this. Yahweh is God. And it is significant. And the numbers are significant. So their Roman leap year throws everything out of character for them, and you too. But they keep up with the system. Because they know how much time they were given to Ruth. All that's important is that we get on track for the solar calendar and understand the month of Abib. And all of Yahweh's months have 30 days each. No 29, no 31. All 12 months have 30 days. Well, it's 365 days, right? At the end of the 12th month, with 30 days, we add 5 days. We go 5 more days. 5 plus 2 is still 7, because you have how many Sabbaths in 30 days? 4. It's 28, right? What do you have left? 2. So when you go the full 30 days of the 12th month, you got 2 days hidden, right? So you add what? 5, and you'll have what? 7, and then you begin the first day of Abib. Still on the seventh day. You never lose the seventh day. It's always the seventh day. So, if you can get this in your mind, you can listen to me. March 1st, the first day after February 28th, would always remain in that order if it were not for what? The Roman leap year system. When the Romans leaped their dates ahead one day, the first year of each four-year period, they call that March 1st, February 29th. They call March 1st, February 29th. You go back and look at the calendars, you'll see that going. They just do it. They just do it. They just add another day. They just do it.
don't care about money, food, the ways of that. They just do it. This makes March the 1st fall one day later on the day of the year that March 2nd has fallen on the past 4 years. Each time the Romans add the false date, February 29th, it falls on the day March 1st had been. Each time the devil adds February 29 on the calendar, you see that every 4 years, that date is where March 1st was for 4 years in a row. All of a sudden, in the fourth year, he gets rid of the 1st of March, where he's supposed to fall, and puts February 29, and says it's leap year. Who say so? I say so. Who are you? I'm a Roman. Well, where did you get your authority? Well, I wore out the saints, so I wore y'all out and put you to sleep. That changed the laws and the times and the seasons. I'm ruling. The only way you can stop me from ruling is learn the truth and follow the truth. And then you'll take my rulership from me. When the world learns the truth, they aren't going to pay me any attention. I'm ruling the world through deception. I'm on my job. I'm doing my thing called deception. But Yahweh told me we would take dominion, didn't he? Here in this verse, he said in verse 27, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. The rulership of the earth will be given to us. What? Whose kingdom is what? Everlasting. And what? Who is him? Yahweh. The saints of the Most High. The Messiah. Yahweh. The Messiah. The saints of the Most High. They shall obey. How can they obey when we don't know? When we know, we have to prove we know. So I'm giving you knowledge to prove that we know, huh? So the Roman leap year is, I have just proven to you, and it is always proven to be, a white trick. So remember, the white people drop back their 7 days gain ahead of the solar calendar at the end of every 28 years. Keeping up with seven. So when you see them do it, and you get on tune with the 28th cycle, then you can set Yahweh's solar calendar right, and it will never vary. Yahweh said, behold, I change not. So the first Abib and the 14th date was the 14th day of Earth's time, as Yahweh gave it, and it fell on the seventh day, Sabbath, on Saturday of the second week. Since you want to use that word, Saturday. See, it always won't fall on Saturday. It could technically, if you change the day, but it won't go along with the Roman calendar. See, it can always be on Saturday. It will always fall, the Sabbath day will always fall on Saturday of the solar calendar. How many understand that? If you want to use Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, then it will always fall on Saturday of what calendar?
solar calendar, Yahweh's calendar. Hope you're not confused. The idea is to keep the seventh day.
This concludes part 33 of Preparing for Rulership. Shalom and welcome to our 22nd annual Feast of Unleavened Bread. This is part 34 of Preparing for Rulership.
But in Yahweh's calendar, it never changes. Saturday is just the Sabbath. Saturday for Sabbath, Saturday be the same. But Yahweh didn't name no Sunday, no way. He said on the 14th day, on the 20th, on to this, on the first day, on the 10th day. See, he goes by what? Numbers. Yahweh did not name a day Sunday. He numbered them. He teaches us to count, be mathematicians. So Yahweh created on the first, what? 6 days. They say nowhere he created Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He created on the first 6 days. And he finished all of earth's creation by sunset of the sixth day. By sunset of the sixth day, Yahweh was finished. Because at sunset, it was what day? Seventh day. Sunset of the sixth day is what? The seventh day. So then he rested at sunset of the sixth day. And blessed what day? The seventh day as his holy day. Saying what? Remember the seventh day to keep it holy. And Yahweh kept it, didn't he? Did Yahweh keep it? Yeah, he kept it. Now the solar has 365 weeks in each 7-year calendar period. Solar has 365 weeks in each 7-year calendar period to an exact sunset on the 2,555th day. That are in each solar 7-year period. Multiply 365 days times 7 and you will have 2,555 days. Try it. Multiply. Correct? Some of you can't add, right? Some of you can't multiply. So you have to take the word of the rest of us. But to be a Hebrew Israelite, you have to learn how to multiply. See what Yahweh is forcing on us? We have to learn how to add, how to keep up with dates, how to count, and how to multiply. How to deal with numbers. Is that what Yahweh does? There are 365 weeks, 52 weeks in a year, right? Multiply 52 times 7 and tell me what it is. And then when you start for your next year, next day, you have what? 365. So you have 365 weeks in each 7-year calendar period. 365 days in 1 year. Weeks in the 7-year period to an exact sunset on the 2,555th day. That's completion. Then you start the next one. We get confused because we don't know how to start that next one all the time, right? This gives us 1,460 weeks in a 28-year, in 28 years of 4 solar 7-year periods, which equals 10,220 days. This gives us 1,460 weeks in 28 years of 4 solar 7-year periods, totaling 10,220 days. Now the white man, the white Romans, have 1,461 weeks in that same 28 years. And they have 10,227 days because of their leap year period. So they could never place March 17th on a bid first on the first 4 years of each Roman 28-year period as they do without first dropping back their date gain of 7 days. The only way they can get back to the foundation, to the beginning, to the original, to be in tune with Yahweh at the end of 28 years is just drop those 7 days like they don't exist. But if you're not familiar with where those leap, that leap year, leap date goes to, then praise Yahweh. How long does it take to gain a week of 7? Completion. 28. Of leap years. I hope you're not confused. All that the white man is doing is showing that dates ahead 1 day in each 4-year period called leap year. Through each 28-year period. Then they drop back that date 1 week or 7 days in order to stay with the solar, in order to stay with it. Otherwise, the next 28 years, there'd be what? 2 weeks ahead. The next 28, 3 weeks. The next 28, a whole month off of real time. He knows better than to get off that far. He just want to trick you, change the time. And see, so the saints, notice who was in the scripture that he was dealing with. He wore out who?
Saints.
The saints of the Most High Yahweh. Who are the saints? When you get wore out, what do? So we went to sleep. He changed the time so we would be off when we wake up and try to serve Yahweh, and he knew we were going to wake up. And when we wake up, the times would be changed, and the law would be changed, and we'll call ourselves serving Yahweh while breaking the law. And that devil would say, I got you, suckers, now. You say you're Hebrew Israelites, but I got you. That's why he played with you. You believe in Jesus Christ? Are you a Jew? You believe in Judaism? He doesn't tell you it's wrong. He doesn't tell you what's right. He just asks you, do you follow me? Or do you follow Yahweh now? So after the white devil drops back their calendar day 7 days at the end of the 28-year cycle, then that leaves them with 460 weeks too in 28 years. Which leaves them also with 10,220 days. the same as Yahweh's solar calendar. March 1st is the first day after February 28th, and would remain so every year if they didn't have what? Okay? So I'm repeating this for your benefit. Each leap year, the white man calls March 1st February 29th. This move puts March 1st one day later, to fall on the day of March 2nd. Had previously fallen on for 4 years straight. So each 4 year period, the white man's dates are moved ahead one day, or seven times in a 28-year period, right? Everybody understand that right now? Can't ask you right because you don't know. But do you understand that? That's just in plain mathematics. 28 divided by 4 is 7. Every 4 years, they gain a day. And they do that 7 times, which equals what? 28 years. So at the end of 28 years, how many days does a white man count in the game? So to get back in tune with Yahweh, what does he have to do? Throw away 7. In the meantime, we who follow the white man's calendar, are we following Yahweh's law or breaking his law? Breaking his law. So then they play that way at the end of every 28 years, their March 17th. Every 28 years, their calendar date of March 17th is back on Abib 1. The Roman calendar, white man's calendar, the calendar that's being used today. Which is the first 4 years of each Roman 28-year calendar period. For those first 4 years, he's right on time. Then he does what? He gains a day. And he does that 7 times. Next 28 years, he'll drop back again. Every 28 years, the 17th is on the right day. But see, on his calendar, it's like what? Of his month, it falls... Our first day falls on his 17th day. So you're still screwed up if you use his calendar. How many understand that mystery? Every 28 years, March 17th of his white Roman calendar falls on Abib 1. So when I make available to you 7 charts, these 7 charts that I was talking about that covers 700 year period of 7 charts, on each one would be 100 years in each one, and this will prove beyond all shadow of doubt the day of the week Abib the first or Passover falls on each and every year. You don't have to pay any attention to the devil anymore. You'll know, you'll have him, you know, where it counts, you are having. So we already understand that each 7 year period repeats on the same days of the week as does every 700 year period. Every 700 years, same thing happens. So this way, every seventh day Sabbath and festival that we keep, whether it be Passover, Feast of Weeks, or Tabernacles, we can prove it. And I'll give you more information about this in the weeks and months ahead, depending on what Yahweh wants to do. This is the foundation Passover, wherein we learn how to be back on time. And you'll learn how to prove it, and I'll teach you how to prove it all as we go along. Right now, you just mark down on your calendar forever. Today is the 15th of Abib. That means there are 15 more days in Abib. Then it will be what? The second month
And how many days will the second month have?
30.
How many days will the third month have?
30.
How many days will the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh month have?
30.
How many days will the eighth, ninth, and tenth month have?
30.
How many days will the 11th and 12th have?
30.
And then we do what? And then what happens? Be the mother of the baby again. Okay, what that devil does? We on time now. And you'll watch that devil get on time with us. Kingdom is built up on lies. And just look at here tonight, the basis of his lies is being destroyed. His whole deal was to change the time and the law. And when we didn't know, he had it. He had it.
Please turn to side two.
Check. Shouldn't you realize that the first month should begin with spring in our land? The white man, you ought to know January 1 couldn't be the first of nobody's year. That's in the middle of the winter. Life does not begin in winter. When does life begin? In the spring. What season does he look forward to? Spring. They're running from the winter. They come to Florida. In the winter, they don't begin their life in the winter. They run from the winter. Winter is a killer. Spring is the beginning of the year. Makes sense now, doesn't it? So then you need when the spring begins. A bib one is when it begins in our homeland. How do we tell? He tells us how. When you put the sickle, have to put the sickle to the corn. You don't know what's happening. Just keep planting corn every day. Till you see it need a sickle, huh? I mean, it's mature. You say, "Uh-oh, this is it, man." You can lay down. You can put your money on that, right? I mean, if you were so major and didn't know nothing, you want to start to find out what time it is. Hey. But fortunately, Yahweh has fixed things where we won't lose time. The solar calendar, which is determined by what?
Sun.
Which indicates what? Time of who? No. Time of the white man's rulership. And don't you know Yahweh's been around forever? He said he's Alpha and Omega. Yahweh hadn't been around just 5,986 years. He wants, the white man wants us to believe the earth is 5,986 years old. That life began on the planet 5,986 years ago. You don't have enough sense to know that life has no beginning and life has no ending. Life has no beginning and life has no ending. The only way you can get life is from life. You can't get life from death. You can only get life from life. And since we are alive, that's truth. That life has always been here. The existence of life is proof that life has always been. Because you can only get life from life. Y'all say he's God of the living. Dead don't count. And you got proof how you get life. You alive. You mate with somebody. But come forth. Life. What are they carrying inside them? And they grow up and mate, produce. An apple tree has an apple has in it what? Which has it within it? Life. A life of what? Another tree with limbs and leaves and everything the other tree had on that you took it from. Same life in it. The same kind of life.
is in the seed of an apple. Proof. You can only get life from what?
Life.
And who is the life giver? He said he is the first. He said beside him, there is no God. He said it. White man said he has an atomic bomb to blow up the earth, but he'll never get to blow us up. We were here before he was born, he was made, and he was given time to rule. We'll be here when he's gone. He was given 6,000 years, and that's like 6 days with us. In fact, that's all it is. The Bible says what? 1,000 years is but a day with Yahweh. How many have read that? How many have not read that? Raise your hands. You have not. Well, let's turn to it. Where is that? 2 Peter 3:8. All right, read.
But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord Yahweh as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
So, this is really simple times. Whitey hadn't had a chance to grow up and be a man. His 6,000 years is up in a day. How can anybody be around a day knowing anything what's going on the planet Earth? That's why they have what they call archaeologists. Archaeology. Going around digging, trying to find out what happened. What did they do before we took over the room? What were the Hebrew Israelites doing before our 6,000 years? Oh man, every time I dig, I find they had this kind of science. They had that kind of science. They built the pyramids and the Sphinx and the treasure cities. They had airplanes and they built artifacts that we test them in the wind tunnel and they're perfect aircraft. They found those things buried in the ground by accident. We always used to fly through the heavens. That's no big thing. Anybody can make the sun, the moon, and the stars make all these planets fly around that. He make the birds to fly. He make animals fly. Bats are an animal. Make him fly. I've seen snakes and squirrels fly. Hey, Yahweh can do anything. If he can make other things fly, don't you think he can fly? That makes him the master of flight, doesn't it? He makes flying machines that can reproduce themselves. See, why this plane can't reproduce itself? And it can't fly itself. And it kills the pilot a lot of times. I've never seen a bird crash. When he take off, he doesn't worry about it. He's going to crash land. You fly that devil, boy, you have to wonder, don't you? Praise Yahweh. All right. All right. So now we know what day it is. At least we study that tonight.
This concludes part 34 of Preparing for Rulership.